Good morning. This is Daddy's Girl coming to you from the Abba El Shaddai podcast room. It's been a while since we've had an episode. But I just want to encourage us today and invite us, some of us also, to make room for Jesus. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We magnify your name because of who you are, God. We love you, oh God, not just because of what you do for us, but because, God, who you are in your character, who you are in your personality, who you are, oh God, your heart, your mind, God, just you are spirit. We thank you for who you are. You are truth. You are love. You are peace. You are joy, oh God, Father. And we worship and honor you this morning, Father God, Son, and Holy Spirit. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. We bow down before you right now. And we say thank you, God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing in our lives right now, and all that you promise to do. God, we give you glory. We believe you, and we expect a move from you, God. We expect you to move. We expect you to manifest yourself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. This morning, just to encourage us, some of us, just to remind us, and some of us, I'm inviting you, maybe for the first time, to make room for Jesus. If we look at the story of the rich young ruler, and there are other similar stories in the Bible that shows us how there's certain people who came so close to Jesus, came so close to knowing him, accepting him, following him, came so close to being a part of who he is and what he wanted for them and the plans and the purpose he has for their lives. But then the things that they had known, the traditions, the possessions, you know, the mindsets, the thought processes, and all of these things kept them from Jesus. And so in the story of the young rich ruler, and you can find it in the Gospels, in Matthew, I believe Matthew 10 and Matthew 19, I'm sorry, and Mark 10, I think, and Luke 18. In those particular Gospels, you will find the story of the rich young ruler who journeyed a long way, and he came seeking to find something, you know, something I'm assuming better than what he had before, because apparently even though he was rich and he had power and authority, that it was not enough. And so he sought out Jesus, and he came to Jesus, and he said to him, you know, show me what I should do, you know, to gain eternal life. And Jesus showed him. First, he told him, you know, the commandments. And when that wasn't enough for him, because he said, well, I've kept the commandments, you know, all my life. I grew up as a Jew. I know the commandments. I've abided, you know, by those commandments. And Jesus said, then, you know, give up everything that you have and give the money to the poor and come and follow me. If you notice that he didn't say, sell what you have and bring the money to me and come with me and follow me. He says, sell what you have, give it all up, and give the money to the poor. And follow me. Because Jesus knew that he was enough for anybody. He's enough for you. He's enough for me. He's enough for the rich young ruler. He needed nothing else. He didn't even ask for his money. He didn't need anything else. Just for the rich young ruler, that young man, to follow him. And following Jesus, everything that you will ever need, even your heart's desire, he will give to you. Because when you're walking with God and talking with God, your heart will eventually, if not before, desire all that God desires. And so when your desires and your wants and your needs and your what you have in mind as hopes and aspirations line up to what God wants for you, when it's in line with God, when it's in alignment with God, he will give you the desires of your hearts. And so the rich young ruler, when he thought about what he had to give up, and he thought about, my gosh, all my riches, you know, the power that I have, the authority that I have. I mean, you know, I'm powerful. I have a position. I have, you know, I'm a big guy in society, you know. And he was so full. He was so full of all of this. He was so full of his own riches. He was so full of his own wealth. He was so full of his own pride and you know, the authority that he believed in, the power that he believes that he had, that he possessed, that was greater than what he will be sacrificing it for. He just, when he thought about it, he just could not let go. He just couldn't give it up. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you today and invite some people, maybe for the first time, to make room for Jesus. Whatever it is that you have in your life, whether it's your career, your business, even what you think is the ministry that God has given you, if you put everything on the altar, if you just pour everything out at the altar before the Lord, and just empty yourself, just put everything down, say, God, I lay it all down, I give it all up, I lay it here at the altar, God, so that you will fill me up, that you will pour into me. I'm making room for you, I'm making room for what you want for my life, I'm making room for what's to come. Lord, you are preparing me, you've been preparing me for something greater, something better, something awesome, but my life has been so full with what I want, with what I think is best for me. And there is no room for you, God, but not anymore. God, today I lay it down. Today I give you all. Today I surrender everything. Today I just give everything to you. I pour it out. I pour it out. I pour it out. I pour it out, God, so that I can make room for what you desire to pour into me. Ah, Jesus. And this is really all I have to say to you today. Make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. Make room. Don't come this close and then have to turn back. Don't come this close and then deny him. Don't come this close and then reject what he has to offer you. Don't come this close and then lose it all. Because when you reject him, when you turn away from him, when you say no to him, you're losing everything. Because what you think you're holding on to, what you think is gain, what you think is great, what you think is your possessions and what's going to hold you and carry you through and what you're going to depend on for the rest of your life is nothing. It is nothing. It can be gone just like so. Just like so, it can be gone. But what you have in Christ, what he has to offer us, what he has to pour into us, what he has to give us is everlasting. It is everlasting. It is everlasting. His joy, his peace, his amazing, unconditional, limitless love. Jesus, I thank you, God. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. I'm telling you. I'm inviting you. I'm encouraging you. Please make room for Jesus. Whatever you think is more important, whatever you think you cannot let go of because you really need this right now, you need him more. You need him more, and he is able to give you all that you need. He is the owner of everything. He created everything, and his riches are infinite. Oh Lord, help us, God. Help us to want you more than anything, God. Help us to want you more than anything, because all that we have, you gave us anyway. But help us to want the giver of what we have more than we want the gifts. Lord God, we bless you. Help us, God, all of us, every single one of us, no matter how great we think we are, how anointed or how blessed or how gifted or how talented, God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is our hearts, God. And if our hearts doesn't desire you, if our hearts are not yearning for you, desperate for you, wanting you, needing you, trusting you, depending upon you, if our hearts, oh God, are not in tune with you, then nothing else matters. If we don't love you back, nothing else matters, God. You're looking for that reciprocal love that will be obedient. And in our obedience will cause us to sacrifice the things that we never thought we'll be able to live without. Help us, God. Help us. Show us how to do this. Show us how, God, to let go of what we think is so important and make room for you, Jesus. Teach us, God. Ah, Lord, have mercy on our souls. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this. Cover your people. Bless your people. Strengthen your people. Give us the courage. Give us the boldness, the determination, God, to do whatever is necessary to be done in order to have you, to gain the things of God, and not hold on to the things that have no lasting value. Help us, Lord. I pray for those out there who may not even know you, God. Lord, they will come to you, Jesus, that you will reveal yourself to them in some way, whether you use a human being or you use something supernatural. I pray, God, that you will show them who you are, that they will accept you into their lives and their lives will be changed forever, that they will gain eternal life with you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you, O God, for blessing us, protecting us, sustaining us, providing for us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, God, for loving us unconditionally. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Have your way in our lives and let your will be done in Jesus' name. God bless you all. I hope that this encouraged you and I hope that you will seek God for all that you need, even the strength, even the determination, even saying, God, I just don't know how I'm going to do this. I want to make room for you. I want to let go of this, but I'm having a hard time. I don't know how. Help me. Help me, God. Help me. Show me how. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is seek him, and you will find him. God bless you. I love you all. Be strengthened in the Lord. This is Abba El Shaddai Podcast Room, Daddy's Girl, signing off.